Hi, 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 and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
And we're using a special new microphone this week, thanks to patron money.
Yes,
which
thank
is very
you.
Nice.
If we sound better, thank you.
Hopefully we will sound better and it wasn't just a waste. But yeah. It's because of your lovely support that your ears won't hurt quite so much this week.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. Depending on my editing skills. Yeah,
I'm determined to jinx us, apparently.
Ah, yeah, well, if you shift out of time, then I can deal with the time shifting now. Like, I know how to work the time shifting. That's Hooray. Why we do clap markers, although. But I can't do, I don't know about the rest of it. So yeah. Every time something goes wrong, it's a learning experience. So there you go. That's the week.
We've made like a college course out of this learning experience.
I mean, I finally figured out why you guys were so quiet on my end.
Is it because you turned down the volume on Discord? Perhaps?
No, it was on Audacity for some reason. If the playback volume is down, you were almost silent to me.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah,
that's weird because my volume is very. I'm sure the listeners are loving this. My playback volume is pretty.
Okay, I can cut it.
yeah you can
I don't know, sometimes I mean usually when I say I'm going to cut something, it's actually quite interesting and I don't want to cut it when it comes around to that because it's funny. and that whole discussion we just had wasn't particularly funny, so I probably will cut it.
I imagine you with like a pen, like in a TV show, and someone's like, oh yeah, I'm writing the number down, and then they just like wave a pen in the air.
Yeah.
Like writing on the times of the things you're supposed to cut, and you're like, I'm gonna cut that.
I will take a picture of, if there's anything in this one that I have to cut, I will take a picture of the notes that I took. I do actually take notes. She says, rapidly running to get a note.
Grab something.
Yeah, I gotta tidy up my new office space, which is also gonna be the kitty recovery room.
Oh, poor Brandon.
Yeah, we're bringing Freddie Mercury home today.
So. Oh, little boy, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, the doctor says he's just so anxious all the time that he'll probably recover better at home.
Oh,
and I was like, not with a kitten here.
Oh yeah. So wasn't the kitten that precipitated it.
No.
It's just he's not well.
I did ask.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And they were very nice not to laugh at me.
Oh, no, it's the sort of thing that you just sort of get worried about. You go, oh, what if it was something I did?
Yeah.
And that's,
because it's all happened in the same span of time, you know? And they were like, so has anything unusual happened in the last month? And I was like,
I got another cat.
We turned his whole world upside down with a very energetic cat. But no, he's coming home. He's got to have a special diet now. So I bet that's cheap.
Yeah. That's and okay. Did you say that the other cats are allowed to eat the same diet?
Yeah.
But you probably shouldn't feed it to them because it'll cost more.
I mean, I got to weigh cost versus ease here. Like, I don't know how I would feed them separately.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing too, isn't it? You'd have to lock Freddy into a room to feed him. And then, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, luckily cats. The dogs somehow eat only out of their own bowls. I think because they would murder each other if anyone
cats are way more like it's anarchy at mealtime.
Yeah.
Like, first one in the food bowl gets that food bowl.
Yep.
And I don't know what kind of crack they put in kitten chow, but the older cats really love kitten chow. So
oh yeah, my dog loves
and
puppy food.
Stuff is usually a lot fattier and higher like junk calories and junk.
Probably tastier. Did you know that things with fat in them taste better?
Weird and annoying. That is very weird and very annoying.
Oh, do we want to start with a question?
I've had no appetite lately.
Oh yeah,
start with a question. Let's go.
Question or do we want to start with the first entry in the haiku slam?
Ooh. Well, the fact that there's an entry in the haiku slam means that we don't have to write one. So.
I already did my last week, so I was off the table. Anyway.
Yeah. I got to start writing one a day, so I've got a backlog of ones to use.
Dang it. I don't have room in my schedule for this crap.
How many syllables is it again? It's like, you can just make up.
5, 7, yeah, anyway. 5.
I'll just write a bunch of cuss words.
It was like my dad's favorite catchphrase, my dad's favorite swear phrase, which was shit, fuck, can't tell, damn. And he used to say it so quickly, close together, that you couldn't actually distinguish the words. And he'd just say it over and over and over and over again. It's like, oh, fuck. Anyway.
That's
hilarious. Sorry. All right, it does not 11 syllables either, so gotta add a few more in there to get the right cadence for it.
All right, so Tom sends us bye 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 haiku slam. Frog in a blender. Stick that leggy out real far. A Macarena.
Okay. That's like a hash up of lots of different memes, isn't it? Stick that leggy out. Isn't that was a meme, wasn't it?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. I think the stick the leggy out thing is, but I don't remember anything other than how cats lick their crotches. So,
oh, that was
thank
lovely.
You, Tom. Thank you, Tom, for saving us from having to write haikus.
Yes, we do appreciate it.
Oh, does this mean we're going to have to pick up a flannel candle at some point?
I'm going to get one today.
Oh, man. I went to the mall and we passed the Bath and Body Works. And Travis is like, do we need to get you a flannel candle? I'm like, they are in stock. So he talked me into going in. And then it was, oh my God, it took all of my willpower to not say something. Because the guy working there was like, oh, aren't you glad he brought you in? Because it's always the guy that wants to go in, right? And it was so hard for me to be like, not be like, actually he did. Because he wanted me to get my gay candle.
He wanted me to get my gay candle.
My husband wanted me to get my gay candle.
Yeah, so I just was like, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, you should have said it.
As I clutched my flannel candle, too.
Yeah,
look, they were $10 off the big 3-wick one, so whatever.
What? Crap, I didn't get that email.
Yeah, I didn't get an email. I just happened to be walking by, and I was like, shit. So I went in to go buy one.
Yeah, great. Now I'm in my email thing.
Yeah, I got that one, and I got an apple one, which don't yell at me because I'm not eating it. It's a Honeycrisp one.
You're
it's a Honeycrisp,
apples,
but it
like
smells
apples.
So good. It smells just like an apple, and it makes me so happy.
How dare you assume that I would yell at you, except that I totally would.
I was really tempted to take a picture of the candle and just send it to you. Look what I got.
An apple pie candle. Wow, so now that we have our new fancy Discord channel or server,
it's so cool. There's so many people in it already. Like
channels.
Yeah. And
now that
everyone
is an admin in our
system. Hey, only one person made a channel of their own. So.
Which was a power move, and we have to respect her.
Respect it. I was tempted to leave it there.
We should have made it a channel that we couldn't access.
Yeah. That would have been hilarious. Yeah. Oh, but now we have a whole channel full of questions, and it's pretty great. Like
one of the questions was from Tom, so I just want to read it out because I can see the questions now.
I know you can all see
which
the
was,
questions
which
now.
Was. Which was during the setup of the Discord, which, you know, the Discord has existed for, well, ever since we made the Patreon, so probably 52 episodes.
Yeah.
but no one else was in it except for us for many, 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 many.
If you non-patrons out there want to find it, there should still be a link on our Twitter.
I think I have to put another link up because the links expire after a bit of time. But I'll put a link up every couple of weeks so that people can get into it.
I think there's a thing you can click to make it a permanent link because we did that at once.
Okay.
But. Cool. Again, that. Everyone is enjoying hearing this behind the scenes.
Look, I was inviting people if they wanted to come. You guys turned it into.
But one of the questions that came through during the setup of the Discord when lots of lovely people joined was Tom from Twitter asking, telling us, are you aware that I do not have permission to read the rules channel and therefore cannot be held accountable?
Yeah, this is what I woke up to, was absolute chaos. And so then while those two were asleep, I had to sit there fixing the rules so people could actually see them. Because no one could see them, even our patrons.
That was just so weird. I must ask, actually, can you see the rules now? Like my rules, the original rules that I put in there?
I don't know if everyone else could see them. Like, I think we always could because we're administrators.
Yeah. Well, for a while there, everyone was an administrator. Yeah.
I believe that was the only time anyone else could see the rules.
Oh, we're so lucky that Zom isn't mad with power.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see.
I had to burn the whole Patreon, burn the whole Discord to the ground and start again. We nearly did do that, but anyway. Okay, so yeah, anyway, guys, we have a Discord now. It's really nice. There's some beautiful, lovely people in there, including Josh, our guest from a couple of weeks ago, and Canada, and Tom from Twitter, and a couple of other people who are just all lovely. So come and say hi.
Josh, we like who you. Is moving into college today.
Ooh, that's why he's not online.
All grown up.
Yeah, he's all grown up. I forgot we did that first set of questions last week. Wow, the Discord has been here longer than I thought.
I know. Yeah. I just had that moment when I was scrolling up to the questions. I was like, holy shit. Whatever.
Oh, well.
I think my favorite one right now at the moment is, what is your least favorite word for genitals? And I'm going to have to say genitals is one of them.
It's weird. I actually quite like genitals as a word. I think it's very onomatopoeic.
What?
It sounds like what it is. It does.
What genitals are you around that are like Pokemon saying genitals?
Man, I am like really worried for you.
I'm worried about your genitals vision. No, I don't know, it feels like
it's quite a visual.
It feels like a long and complex word, and sometimes genitals are long and complex things. But yeah, my least there are a billion euphemisms for vagina that are just
mostly all vagina, because those get the most flowery, ridiculous. I cannot take it.
yeah, but the one that springs immediately to mind, and I fucking wish it didn't, was hairy axe wound.
Oh my god, I love it.
It's just like, no, I don't like that. I don't like anything about it. I really wish it wasn't in my brain. I did not enjoy it.
It's a good one. Unfortunately, most of the ones that I really like are ones that apparently are not socially acceptable. So
I think we chatted about dicks in a previous episode.
Yeah. I don't think we talked about the ones we hated the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, we've got an explicit rating on iTunes, but I'm not sure exactly. Because every other podcast never says the word cunt.
We've said cunt
and
on this
I get worried.
Oh yeah,
we have, and no one's rung us up and told us we can't yet. So I'm just gonna assume.
I mean, if someone does, we know that there's more people listening.
Yeah, I think
that's very true.
I think the taboo against it is very American centric, to be perfectly honest. Like,
yeah,
all my friends from other countries are like, I don't see the big deal.
It's like every second word in Scotland, that's for sure. But I don't get what the problem is with it. And especially as an Australian, where it's like it is an iconic word for us.
I feel like it's worse in America, mostly because it gets wielded against women in America. Like people just say it like a fucking word everywhere else. But
yeah. It's one of those words which
I think the taboo on it is kind of self-perpetuating too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we make a big deal out of it. And so when people use it, we're like, ah.
It's weird. I do think it does come down to when it's used, because it's so taboo there. It's a self-perpetuating thing. Yeah. Because it's used so infrequently there, it's only ever used by people who are very out of control. So,
Oh, God, there's a big spider in here.
Ew.
Jesus! Are you scared of them?
It's not too bad. It's just sitting there, so I think I'll be okay.
Okay. What type of spider?
I don't know.
Let me whip out.
I don't live in a place where they're as scary, so I just am like, it's a spider.
Brown. I keep telling you guys that spiders here are not scary because the ones that are actually dangerous don't come anywhere near you.
Yeah, but see, it doesn't matter that they're not dangerous. It matters that they're big and
that. Right? Oh, did I tell you guys about the spider wasp last week?
The what?
Stuff.
Did I tell you guys about the spider wasp?
Did.
Okay. I don't think you told me.
Oh, there's a thing called a spider wasp, and it looks exactly like you think it does.
It's like spider with wings.
Some eldritch horror of the worst in of the worst of the.
Was that on Twitter?
Yeah,
was that on Twitter the other day. Yeah, yeah, oh, no, I saw it. Oh fucking hell, I saw that thing. That was just like, I never want to be alive.
Yeah,
it's Australian too. So
spiders are terrible. Wasps are assholes. Why?
I don't mind spiders too much. One, as long as they're not giant, and two, if they're not moving at me. Once they start like kind of moving at me, then it's no good.
Yeah, there's like a...
There's too many legs.
There's a general demarcation that I can tolerate. Like, if you want to live in my plants, fine. Live in my plants.
Like right now, it's just sitting in a corner, not doing anything, so I'm okay.
You should name it.
Yeah.
I name all my spiders Cedric or Herbert.
Although, now that I think about it, that bastard probably bit me, because I definitely have a bite from something on my stomach. But I was like, where did I get this?
Oh, he's back for seven.
Son of a bitch.
He's going to slowly digest you over 1,000 years.
I'm going to stick my husband on you later, you little asshole.
So my least favorite word for genitals is penis. I hate the word. I don't like it.
Penis!
Penis!
Sorry. Like,
it's one, it's two, not three. In a cringe way.
One, everybody together. One, two, three. Penis! Sorry.
Okay. I should contextualize that by saying I don't like it when people put it in like creative writing.
Like, yeah, it doesn't quite work, does it?
Yeah, I mean, it's too, and your both penis and vagina are too it. Clinical for writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I don't think you can actually use the word, like, yeah, penis or vagina.
Yeah.
Or anus.
Balls.
In porn. In porn.
There is no good balls way to say balls.
Balls you can't use because it just makes me fucking laugh. There's no good way to say it now.
There's just no good way to say scrotum. Balls.
But yeah, you kept, it's better to say, if you're writing porn, then scrotum is worse than balls.
Yeah.
like I'm not going to, I'm not going to lovingly lay.
Just don't talk about balls.
Not gonna...
Oh, fine. Just neglect the balls because they're not important.
I will. You watch.
See, the least now we can part see why it's such a problem for me, but less one for you.
But yeah, penis, vagina, scrotum, anus. Those words do not belong.
Yeah,
in porn.
Don't use really clinical words.
Puckered yeah. back.
And also, just don't.
Puckered
what
black
was it?
Dog,
chocolate
God.
Starfish.
Chocolate starfish.
Chocolate starfish.
That's a household favorite.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I'd say just don't go on either end of the spectrum. Like, don't get too clinical and don't get way too flowery.
Yeah.
Or gross.
Like, yeah. That too.
I had a hard time dealing with people using the word sex to mean genitals for a long time. Like, it just threw me out. And I've come around to it a
That's
little
weird.
More. I've come around to it a little more.
Oh, the worst one. Mound.
Oh! Mound. No, someone used to use mons, and I'm just like, that is way too fucking clinical. That just
yeah,
like,
that's getting even further, even more
right?
clinical.
That's
don't,
going like
don't...
further the other direction.
Yeah, I've noticed that there's like specific, it seems to be mostly like explicit fanfic writers that are like, I'm being explicit, so I'll just use like scientific. I'm like, no, don't use
don't
medical
don't
terms.
Do that.
It's just
don't.
Stupid. Just because you can be like anus every five words doesn't mean you have to.
The violence with which you just said the word anus.
I'm
sorry.
Worried.
I'm in a fanfic. I'm in a fandom right now that's generally male presenting at least. So I see a lot of the word anus and I'm getting tired of it.
Oh God. Yeah. That's the worst thing about this current fandom spiral. I mean, it's just all like, there's no good ladies.
Can we just agree that God's Dick and Shame Cave are okay? Like,
yes, I would 100% read a fan, like anything that like was like that, or even like his thingy and her thing. And it was like, whoa.
I mean, the word just has to hit the tone, you know?
Yeah. That's true. Just fit the tone. If you're writing some sort of really weird clinical thing, then sure, use the clinical terms. It's some, like, creepy doctor thing. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're writing about, like, surgery or...
Oh, God. Doctor. Though now I'm flashing back to the Anders with the speculum.
Oh, my God.
I never read that one. I'm so glad.
I didn't read it, but people talked about it so much. So now
there's
any sort of thing that like describes itself as some sort of like doctor fantasy. I'm like, nope.
Nope. I don't want anything to do with your doctor kinks.
Yep.
Actually, not what? there's an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine where Andy, or not Andy, Jake.
Wow. Whatever. Same thing.
Jake, like
Andy Samberg and Jake, yeah, you know, the same person.
Briefly sleeps with the medical examiner. And like she's just very weird, like using all of these like clinical mortician terms.
Oh wow.
And it just gets very weird. He's like, am I overreacting or is she being weird? And every girl in the room was like, she's being weird.
Oh man. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Also be consistent with your genital usage. Sorry, that came out wrong.
Oh yeah. No.
Yeah. But like the language you use should be consistent. You should not go from.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Although it can be quite hilarious if you do. Like you're going around from what's the bit from that fake documentary about the rock band from years ago. Oh, Lick My Love Pump.
Jesus. Well, I feel like if you're going from moistened petals to cunt, I think like you really need to like pull back and decide what tone you're setting here. Like,
yeah, which tone are you going for here? Do you want cunt tone
like,
or moistened petals tone?
I don't like the usage of the word lips. Because it just makes me imagine a mouth. And then it just gets weird.
I get it.
It's terminology, but all I can imagine is like a mouth complete with teeth and everything.
Teeth.
And it just gets
teeth.
It's too much. I mean, it depends on how it's used. If it's used like I don't know. Sometimes people use it in weird ways and it gets
It does actually depend on how much aplomb the writer or speaker has whilst using the words.
And I was like, no, that's not a good one either.
Oh man. But yeah, I think that you can get away with a lot. But again, it's funny because we did talk about this previously, but there's definitely a difference in tone between prick and cock and dick. And, I think it comes down to character. Like some characters would use the word dick, so therefore you need to use the word dick. And some characters would use it, and depending on which point of view you're writing it from.
Just be consistent.
Be consistent.
Keep in mind characterization, as we've talked about before. Bad characterization will throw me out of even the best porn.
Exactly. If you don't use the right word for cock in your porn without plot, I will click out and not give you kudos. And I'm sure you're really worried about
Becky.
Also, don't use the word boyfriend. I hate that word. It's a sucking word. If you use the word boyfriend, I am never reading any of your fic ever again. Thank you. Bye.
That will never not be funny to me. I don't know.
That's hilarious. I'm going to use it all the time now.
Oh, look, if you're writing about teenagers, fine. Boyfriend or girlfriend, go for it. I read a fic with a 45-year-old man being called my boyfriend.
What
and
do
I
you
was
call
like,
him?
Fucking hell. Partner, lover, husband.
Oh, not lover. No.
Oh, God, I hate lover.
I hate lover. I hate lover and
but not, no.
Making love. I hate
making love.
I deal with making love. I just can't with lover. Yeah. It just skeeves me for some reason.
Yeah. No, no, that makes sense. But I would always say partner or rather than boyfriend. Just.
Well, isn't Imogen just more progressive than the rest of us?
I feel like it might just also be a cultural thing or something. Yeah, it's possible. Everyone uses boyfriend over here all the time. So.
Although I will admit that I used to just like, it was like nails on a chalkboard whenever someone at Warden's Vigil would use girlfriend or boyfriend.
Oh yeah, I mean, it has to be fitting to the setting.
Yeah,
me.
Exactly.
It's anachronistic. It is. Yeah, I agree with you. If it was an AU set in modern times, then I could probably get away with boyfriend.
Yeah, like I can't deal with fantasy setting with like.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I'm gonna have to look up the etymology on it now. So not now. I'm pretty sure it's podcast. Well, we're in this podcast.
I mean, lady question. Friend and gentleman friend was around in the 1800s. Lady friend and gentleman friend. Person I regularly bang.
I mean, that works.
Yeah. Person I regularly bang has a kind of a ring to it.
Oh, here we go. Tom asks, what are your pets thinking right now?
Mine are thinking, why are you in the bedroom? It is not bedtime.
I'm sure record,
moving to
going.
Record in the bedroom is like the worst thing I ever did. We have what used to be our guest room, but no one fucking ever stays here, so we're going to change it into something else. We need to get finished doing that so I can start recording in there.
Yeah, that's what we did. We got a futon because it's like a couch and you can sit on it, like a couch and then a desk.
Like we have an actual bed in there right now and we're like, whatever the fuck. So we're going to put a futon in there.
My husband thinks I'm weird that I like fold out couches and futons instead of like, you know, regular couches. I'm like, this is more space for more people.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a fold out couch and this is my office, which is the guest room.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's great. I love it.
Yeah,
except when people come and stay here and kick me out of my office.
Wow, I mean,
I do enjoy having guests
pointed.
Sometimes. Oh, you haven't come here yet. No, by the time you get here, we'll have another room, so I won't be kicked out of my office. That'd be really nice. I'll kick my daughter out of her bedroom instead. I'm terrible. Boy. Yeah. Okay, well, I can tell you what my dog is thinking right now because she is currently bashing her face into the heater and trying to get me to turn it on. Like her little,
I guess that's one way to do it.
Yeah. She's all dusty. She rolled in the dust at the park. So she's brown when she should be white. You smell a bit too, actually.
Do furries have special insight to what animals are thinking?
Ooh.
Possibly. Do I need to put it off? Oh, God. How many have you got now? That's 13. I have to get up. Hang on.
Oh, she walked right into that one. Oh, my God. I need that artist to come back to Twitter and open up again.
I need to talk to you guys about furries. Sorry, I missed what you said then. That's good, probably.
Oh, God. No, I'm choking.
But yeah, I do need to talk to. There was a post on Tumblr that made me think, and I know we do have a lot of furry humor in the podcast, and I know we have disclaimed that I am laughing at myself and not at furries.
Oh yeah, we're just laughing at Imogen because it's.
Oh, we're not. We're
yeah,
not, yeah.
I do just want to say
if that's your thing.
I do just want to say, yeah, I love you guys. I love all furries. They are fantastic people, and yeah, just don't piss off a furry. Okay, be nice to them. They're good people. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not my people exactly, but I'm certainly adjacent to them. So yeah,
live in denial all you want.
Furry adjacent. That's your new title. If I was
furry
yeah,
adjacent.
You need to add that to your business card.
Furry adjacent.
That goes on the board too. I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm gonna get up again. Everyone loves
just
hearing
giving
my,
you your
everyone
exercise.
Everyone loves hearing my chair.
There
quickly.
You go.
Oh my God, you guys are so close.
Honestly, half the reason for the jokes is to listen to Imogen get up and
right, get up and cross the room.
Yep.
One more.
Just one more.
Anyway, yeah,
wow.
So furry adjacent.
Claire, we can do it. I believe.
It has to be natural. I have to feel it. If I don't feel it, I'm not putting it up
exactly.
there. Yeah. Oh, do you want to do another question, guys?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
I did say to Zon when she asked that question about genitals that would last the whole podcast, and it could.
It did. We spent about 27 minutes on it.
So. Oh yeah, we usually.
It's extraordinarily important.
Go on and on. This is why we have so many genital themed titles.
Yeah, I know. We're experts. We all have genitals, so we're all experts in there. Like,
as far as you,
we have encountered many, like, as parents and as bisexual women, we have encountered many types of genitals in our time.
Oh boy. Let's see. Oh, what is your favorite Don Bluth movie and why? I just think that's a very sweet question.
Just give me a second to look up Don Bluth.
I know who he is, but now I'm going to have to see what exact movie.
Oh!
Mine's easy. It's The Secret of Nim.
Oh, the book was so good. I studied the book.
The book is
so good.
I loved when I was a kid. I also loved All Dogs Go to Heaven a lot as a kid. But definitely Land Before Time was my favorite as a kid.
I can't remember.
I did not realize all of these were his...
Like all the Fievel stories and stuff like that, those are all Don Bluth.
Was like, do we count him as just as director, or do we count him as animator?
I don't know.
Because yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of them actually, but The Secret of Nim, I have seen. I love that. Oh, but I think I watched that in class.
I love it so.
I think
much.
I watched it in class because we studied the book at school when I was a kid. I did like An American Tale a lot. Yeah. I know I really enjoyed that. Like that was one of those films when I saw as a kid, and it made me cry.
Oh yeah,
buckets and buckets and buckets of tears. I mean, all of these make actually The Land Before Time.
They're all very emotional.
Fuck. I never saw Anastasia. I know a lot of people love that, but I've never seen it.
Oh, you should. You'd probably like it. There's at least two explosions.
In Anastasia, wow.
Yeah.
I already told you about this game I played, which is like the best. I know you guys don't play JRPGs, but I played this great game called Shadow Hearts Covenant. There were three games in the series, and they were just fucking weird. I think we have talked about it a little bit, because there was like a weird wrestling, a gay wrestling mini game, which is just insanely hilarious. But part of the second game, Shadow Hearts Covenant, was you actually got to one of your party members was Anastasia, the Princess Anastasia, but as a little kid, and she ended up joining your party, and sort of it was a horror game as well. So you're running around with this little kid who's like 10, dressed, and she's a Russian princess dressed in a Russian hat and everything, and she's really sweet, and you're fighting many eyed monsters and with tentacles and things, and playing a mini game where you had to fight men with sushi plates on their heads. It was the fucking weirdest game I've ever played. I loved it so fucking much. Anyway.
That's a lot to unpack.
If anyone... it is too. Like, it's just... I don't even get what they were trying to do with it. And one of the big bosses was Rasputin. So, like, that was the big... That was also another weird thing. Like,
oh, my God. Now you're going to have to fight, like, put a clip of that song in the recording.
I know, I was immediately started thinking
it immediately sprang into my head.
Yep.
Rah, 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 Rasputin.
I even have a GIF somewhere. Rasputin's head, like, photoshopped onto Rick Astley's body.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Let's see.
Anyway, yeah, they're all good movies, and they made me cry, so.
It's kind of a genius. Kind of a genius.
Mind you, I do cry in every single movie. I was discussing that the other day. I've cried in pretty much every movie. So.
I cry at like a lot of things. And you know, I'm really resentful for how that was used against me growing up. Like, I say growing up well into my early 20s. And like, people just use it as like some kind of sign of weakness instead of what I later in life learned that it is, and a form of catharsis. Like, if I can cry it out, then the feeling goes away.
Yeah. Crying is very important for that.
I've never cried much. I cry more now as an adult than I did as a kid.
Well, the world is worse now than it was when we were kids.
It's very true.
Less Catholic.
Although it was pretty bad then too, to be honest. It was pretty fucking bad back then as well.
Yeah, it was.
It was
the
80s. Yeah, I lived in Thatcher's Britain for a while. It was fucking terrible.
Oh my god. Oh, I weep for you and for ice cream.
Mind you guys lived in Reagan's America as well, but yeah, I can't. Unfortunately for you guys, it is worse. So I'm sorry about that.
Really, it is real bad right now.
Yeah.
It's real bad.
Speaking of pretty bad, what Zom asks, what was the dinner you hated the most as a kid, and how do you feel about it now?
Stir fry. Fucking hated it.
Really?
Oh, I loved stir fry night.
Love stir fry.
Ugh. I like it now, but yeah, I hated the fact that the vegetables and the meat were all cooked together.
Everything,
you know how kids are like that? Yeah. Yeah, you don't put things together like that. Everything has to be separated out.
That's the point of stir fry. You can't make stir fry without things together.
I love those little
exactly, which is why I didn't like it.
And I would like scoot things into the different sections of the divided plate.
Mm-hmm.
I should get some now.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of meat things I didn't like, which most people that actually know me would probably not believe because I'm such a carnivore, but both of my parents were awful at cooking meat for a long time, so I didn't like pork chops because we had them a lot and they were super duper dry.
Oh yeah, you had to cook pork.
Yeah, if you overcook pork it's disgusting
then. Yeah,
because otherwise you died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine was definitely my brother and I spent a few years living with an aunt and uncle, and we owned a fishery growing up. I think I've mentioned that before. Mm. And so, but when you own a fishery, you don't like get to keep the nice parts of the fish for yourself.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of fish liver, which is the most disgusting thing I've ever put in my mouth. I'm pretty sure.
Ew.
And though I've never tried natto, so <That's true. laughs> but yeah,
I want to try natto once. I want to try natto.
Yeah,
see what all the fuss is about.
Get it at a nice place, because my husband got it at a sushi restaurant in a hand roll, and he said it tasted like a wet pamper. And then he
I can think of worse things to taste like, but yeah.
And then he went on deployment and had some in Japan on the way home, and he said it was a lot better. But you can't make a fish liver taste good. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe someone out there probably could, but my aunt and uncle definitely did not.
Yeah,
you're really limited with what you can do with them. And to this day, I won't eat organ meat.
Yeah, I mean, anytime my dad tried to like slip something weird by us, I always knew. Like he'd be like, "That was heart," and I'd be like, "Yeah, I could tell it had a gross texture, and I didn't like it."
Yep.
Or like I hate the taste of lamb. I don't know why, but I hate it. And so one time, my dad tried to sneak it into a burger, and I took one bite and was instantly like, "Nope." And he's like, "No, I didn't think you would taste it." And I'm like, "Of course you did." And this is so funny to me because he always tells the story all the time about how he hates green peppers and could always tell when his mom would try to sneak green peppers into things. And I'm like, "You're just doing it to me now, Dad."
Green peppers are the worst.
We are doomed to repeat the mistakes of our parents. That's the way it goes. So we can't do anything about it.
Peppers are the worst. They should not be a pepper. They are not to be put in green any peppers. Food that I eat.
I don't mind them raw. I'll eat them.
Ew. What about nice and stuffed, raw, crispy and fresh? What about stuffed green peppers?
No, they taste like grass. In fact,
they taste like grass.
In fact, on a chart that I found somewhere on it was like what to replace this pepper with this pepper and such, like describing all the peppers. When it got to like the various bell peppers, it described the green bell pepper as having a very grassy, bright taste. And I was like, yeah, I don't want those words in my food descriptions.
But I always get jealous of horses being able to eat grass. Like, I get jealous of that. Like, I that sounds weird, but it goes back to reading Narnia, because there's that bit in Magician's Nephew where Fledge, the talking flying horse, flies the two main characters off, and sort of they're both 18th century or 19th century kids and have no fucking idea about how to live in the wilderness. So they land on and the horse starts eating grass and just tells them to tuck in. And they're like, we can't eat grass. and it's because it was a prime example of Aslan being a little fucking shit, because Aslan sends them off on this quest without any food. he's fucking God. He goes, they send them off on this quest without food. And all they've got is a few toffees in their pocket and they can't eat grass. And I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't mind being able to eat grass. It would mean much less effort to cook.
I mean,
that was probably weird to me, but yeah.
It can't be that easy to digest because, like, cats and dogs eat it to help them shit better, so.
Yeah. Also, you're supposed to have, like, four stomachs or something to eat it properly. And
Yeah, this is why dinosaurs and shit would swallow rocks to digest it.
Have you heard about that thing in the far north? I think some Inuit tribes eat the partially digested insides of... Like, they hunt deer or elk, and they
probably
eat
elk.
The contents of the elk's stomach, because the elk, once the elk's eaten the ferns and stuff, the only things that grow up there that are green, they're partially digested, and therefore the humans can digest it better.
I wouldn't be surprised. That sounds very indigenous. Yeah, it's
fascinating and very
interesting. And I'm indigenous, so I can say that because, like, I know my own.
You are
my own tribe. Like, ate some things.
Are
that
you
I
sure?
Now.
You might need people on Twitter to explain it. To you.
I need people on Twitter to explain it to me, and also Tumblr. Like, if you have a Tumblr get out there right now and explain indigenous culture to me, please.
Yes. I said this is something I saw in a documentary where they were trying to recreate it and go in and live off the insides of. Oh, it was some sort of reindeer. I can't remember which type. But anyway,
yeah, it's fascinating. That sounds pretty legit, actually. Yeah,
but like, why not have your food pre-digested by something else? That works.
I mean
birds do it all the fucking time.
And
why
there's
not?
There's like this. It makes sense because like there's this idea that you are meant to use the entire animal. So I don't know about here in Hawaii, but I know like. My tribe did it, and I know that the Maori do it and stuff. Like, you're supposed to use the entire animal whenever you do so. Eating whatever was in the animal's stomach sounds pretty on par. I mean, I can't judge because, like, there's a little bit of cannibalism in Ojibwe history, so, you know.
there's cannibalism everywhere if you look hard enough.
Pretty much.
Yeah. We're made of meat, after all.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put a few trigger warnings on this episode. Yeah. Genitals and cannibalism.
I'm going to have to trigger warning myself.
Yeah, because you're the one. I'm just sorry. You are the one. I wasn't going to mention.
I'm the one that brought it up, but it's true.
Perhaps we should move on to a different
question. Let's move on to a different question.
Maybe we should. Sorry.
Let's see. We got some more questions from Tom here at the bottom. Oh, here's one from Canada, actually. Michigan and Minnesota are just South Canada. True or false? False.
True. Just to be contrarian.
Everything. In my books, everything is South Canada. So everything. Everything south of Canada is South Canada.
I mean,
I'm in South Canada. I'm in
truthfully,
very far South
yeah,
Canada.
Yeah, very, very South Canada.
And there's that great Tumblr one with where it's got just South Canada, lower than South Canada, the Milky A it ends in.
Yeah.
We're in the Milky A. Which I just love. I love it so much.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Oh, Canadians. We got a few little little emojis on that question.
Well,
some
yeah,
people
the,
disagreed.
The grouchy imp and the knife were mine.
I kind of figured. I was one of the claps just to
yeah,
spite you.
I went back to look, and I knew before I went back to look it was the two of you, so.
What shits would do that, yep.
Tom,
I think I'd like to live in South Canada, but especially, I mean,
the
food much
is
as
good.
I know that.
The food is good. If you ever get a chance to have
in
poutine.
Minnesota
did
or
you
Michigan?
Have poutine when we were in Seattle?
Oh, hell
yeah.
Yeah,
we made sure to get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I ate a lot of poutine.
Poutine.
It was great. Oh, they do. So they try and do. They're trying to do poutine here now too. Like you can get loaded. They don't call it poutine. They call it loaded fries.
See, loaded
like,
fries here are like
poutine.
Bacon and cheese and stuff.
Oh
like
yeah,
that,
like chili and.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was poutine too, though.
No, poutine is cheese curds.
It's poutine specifically
cheese
just
curds
cheese curds
and gravy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So they do have loaded fries, but they don't call. They don't, like, I haven't seen poutine on the menu. Like, it's always something like fries with gravy and stuff.
Canada has.
I lived on chips and gravy for my entire university career.
Like the
what was that?
The brown gravy that you put on poutine in Canada is like really popular. Like you put it on everything. When I worked at the casino back home, brown gravy was actually the most requested condiment, like more than ketchup.
The fact that it's considered a condiment's pretty amazing.
Exactly, because everybody wanted a side gravy for their fries.
That's beautiful.
As I said, I lived on chips and gravy for my entire university career because it was you could get like at the university canteen. You could get a plate of chips with gravy. Yeah, me too. Fuck.
There's actually a place nearby us that does poutine, so I could get some.
Show off.
I'm wondering if they'll sell it near the candle shop.
We did find one of the mini shops for the Naval Exchange sells cheese curds, like packaged cheese curds. In different flavors. So if I can find the plain ones, maybe.
Make your own poutine. Yeah. It's a problem with having fries at home, like having like cooking your own fries. It's such a bullshit thing to do because you need a deep fryer.
It's amazing.
But then that would be greasy enough, surely.
You can brush them with vegetable oil. Like I don't know. I don't need the. I don't have a gallbladder, so. The grease provides a little bit of a problem. I forget that sometimes too. I'm like, oh, what did I eat? My husband's like, regular food with no gallbladder.
Oh. Yeah, no, I don't. I can't. I need the. I need it to be immersed in oil. I'm sorry, I can't deal with this. Can't deal with this brushy, like, because you get oven fries here, like, where you go, oh, put them in the oven, it tastes like, just like, it doesn't fucking taste like fucking fries.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like oven fries.
Potato.
I'll
just have a potato instead.
I don't need them to be greasy, but you need them.
The only kind of fry I don't like are the really thin shoestrings.
I love shoestring fries.
I used to like the shoestring.
I love them too.
Chips. Like, they were, basically, they were just, like, broken shreds of potato chip.
Yep.
You would just
Those are the ones that, like, the hard ones that you get in packets rather than
those are also good. I'm down with all forms of shoestring fries.
I mean, I'll eat
them. I'm pretty much down with all forms of potato, but that's just me. Any, give me a potato.
This was our uniting factor. In case we ever have another schism, we will get brought back together by the potato.
During the cooked fruit schism.
Oh man, we've had so many schisms in this podcast.
And we are
fruit religion.
That it's okay to fight because you make up
mind. Mashed potatoes are thicker than water.
Yes,
they are actually technically and metaphorically technically and metaphorically thicker than water.
That's a new podcast slogan. needs to go on Claire's Redbubble. Mashed potatoes are thicker than water.
See, I'm the one that I should be taking notes. I know there's things I mean to draw, like keep on trucking and
go keep on trucking.
I mean, mashed potatoes are thicker than blood too. So
mashed potatoes thicker than all.
I sort of really piss me off when I go to a restaurant and you get, they say, and with potato mash, and it's not mash, it's puree. That's not the same thing. I don't want puree. I want mash. I want there to be some structure to it. I want to be able to build a mountain out of it and warn people about aliens.
Yeah.
It can be good. I mean, if it's like half butter, it's still good because whatever. Yeah. It's a lot of butter, but I do prefer like lumps. It's so good.
I just get so fucking pissed off too now because half of the time you go to a fancy restaurant.
Supposed to have lumps. I'm like, whatever. Eat your potatoes through a straw.
Whatever. They're probably eating mushed cauliflower now anyways.
Ew.
Yeah, it's not even potato anymore. Fucking fakers.
I mean, the one exception are like the artificial potato buds that you buy in a box when I'm sick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I'm sick, I want those like crazy.
Those were always my fallback, like, we need a side for our food and I don't have anything else. But those last forever, so.
Yep.
Throw a bunch of garlic and butter in there and whatever.
What are they?
They're
like dried
dehydrated potato flakes.
Yeah, dehydrated potato flakes.
And you like, is that the stuff you get from...
you reconstitute them with water and butter and a bunch of stuff and put them in the microwave.
It's like the IKEA mashed potato, yeah?
Basically.
That's what the IKEA mashed potato is, yeah. Because you just pour that into a pot and put some cream in it and you've got mashed potato. Basically. Yeah, the I think that the biggest crime against mashed potato is putting truffle in it.
Oh.
Shits me to tears. And so many fancy restaurants do it. So I have some truffled mash. No, I just want potato. I don't want your fucking mushrooms in it.
Stop putting things in my mashed potatoes unless I ask you for it.
Garlic, yeah, okay. You can put garlic in anything.
But
if you put
gravy.
A fucking mushroom near my potato, Jesus Christ.
White country gravy.
What the fuck's white country gravy? That sounds like a euphemism for something I do not want in my potatoes.
I don't like it on.
Oh, I love it on potatoes. What? Yeah, it's like, it's white pepper gravy. I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah, it's like, it's white pepper. Sometimes it has a little bit of like sausage. With white
sauces. It's usually made with like sausage fat.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, no, I have difficulty with white sauces in general. Just for weird reasons.
It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's such an American thing. It's like, it's not really a white sauce. It's like, it's pretty much, I think it's like flour and fat and pepper.
It's basically just flour and fat and salt and pepper.
So it's basically, it's like a bechamel, but with fat instead of butter.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's cool. Yeah. I really like bechamel, but I don't like.
Bechamel's a white sauce. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. It's weird. I've got weird things. But mayonnaise, I don't like. Even though I like aioli, it's just like, you know, fucking.
It's like if Americans invented bechamel.
Yeah, it's kind of it's kind of a roux.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Put it on country fried steak.
Mashed
potatoes. Yeah. Now I need to make a lasagna. All that stuff. Oh my god, I am so hungry. I had a musubi just before we recorded, just for this purpose.
God. It's gonna make musubi.
Yeah. Now I want fucking biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy. That restaurant we went to in Seattle, the Whole Foods one with the biscuits and gravy, fuck, they were good. Yeah. Oh my god, they were good.
Now I'm mad because I don't think there's anywhere around that I can get that.
I think
there's some places, but not right now.
I tried to explain
9 p.m. here.
I tried to explain biscuits and gravy to my husband, and
how did that go?
It's one of those things I feel like you have to have to understand.
Yeah, I was like, because that was exactly it. When we went to this cafe, it was like, imagine you have to have biscuits and gravy. I'm like, they're fucking scones, and you're all bloody ignorant.
Well, all the non-Americans were like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? And we're like, no, just
do it, just eat them.
They're not the same thing, though. They just aren't.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not.
They are.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you've had terrible scones and biscuits your whole life. I'm going to ask.
The only difference between the scone and the biscuit recipe that you guys have was that there was a pinch of sugar in the scone recipe. And a lot of people will put a pinch of sugar into the biscuit recipe
there
as well.
There is
I have
way
seen
more
this.
Than a pinch of sugar in a scone.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every recipe I've seen has like half a cup at least.
Yeah, they're very desserty.
Oh, maybe I haven't. Maybe I haven't made my own scones. But the ones I had, the biscuits I had at that cafe were sweet.
It's probably the butter.
So
they're made with a lot of butter. They're pretty much just butter and...
Yeah, they're like butter and flour.
They tasted the same as a scone. They had the same texture of a scone. They looked like a scone.
Baking soda or baking
even though
powder.
They were called biscuits.
Baking powder.
They were a scone.
Yeah, I just looked up a scone recipe and it says a quarter cup of sugar. So that's a fair amount.
But are you looking up the American scone recipe?
No,
which
it says
is
English style scones.
Okay.
I have a Scottish cookbook downstairs from Scotland that has sugar in the scone recipe. Biscuits schism.
Yeah, I think the big problem is that I think you're probably right, so I'm just not going to say anything
else. I can usually tell when Imogen's like, yeah, you're probably right, because she's like she gets like a little more passive aggressive with each one.
You reckon? Okay, all right. If you say
what so. Any of us passive aggressive never.
No. Never.
That never happens.
Oh, gosh, no.
We have time for one more?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We didn't start recording for a few minutes.
Great. Kids at the door. She wants in. She'll have to wait a minute because we've got a couple minutes here. Oh, okay. Where'd it go? Oh, Tom asks, what sport do you sometimes pretend to understand but don't really? For me, it's lawn bowls and darts. What the fuck is a lawn bowl?
Would you pretend to understand it, but don't? I can play lawn bowls. I'm quite good at it.
What is it?
That's Tom saying that. That's why. Yeah. Lawn bowls is how do I explain it? It's played on a really flat green, like really short grass.
Is it like it's outdoor bowling?
Is it?
Yeah, it's outdoor bowling, but it's not quite bowling because there's no pins. You're not trying to knock pins over. What you're doing is there's a little white ball, which is at the other end of the green, and you've got a set of other balls which are really weirdly balanced. Like they rock and roll around a bit. They're weird, and you have to get the you've got like four or five, I think, of these weirdly balanced balls, and you've got to roll the ball as close to the white ball as possible without knocking it out. And there's like you've got four people on a team. And whoever's lawn bowl ends up closest to the white ball gets the most points.
Okay, so it seems to be like bocce ball or boule. And boule I've
Yeah, it's, but it's not as violent as bocce ball. You're not trying to hit it. You're just trying to get it close.
Yeah, I totally played, know what bocce ball is. That's but... cool. These are all words I know. That... if that answers the question at all.
I mean, with me, it's pretty much any and all sports, even sports that I... should know. Like, I played soccer or football, but whatever. Like, I don't rightfully understand any sport, honestly.
I like all of those, like, charmingly older outdoor games that people play, like badminton and croquet.
Yes.
And, like, my grandma had a legit croquet set when we were little, and she would let us take it outside and play with it, but we had no idea what we were doing. None.
Oh, yeah, I remember playing croquet as a kid, and it was basically just have fun smacking this ball with a mallet, because that's fun.
Smack the ball around with the mallet.
Smack it as hard as you fucking can, kid. Yeah, we used to play badminton when I was a kid, which is fun because it's actually easier than tennis because the ball goes slower. But
it's not a ball. I think
you should say shuttlecock.
It's a shuttlecock.
The shuttlecock, yeah.
We have an explicit rating. You can say shuttlecock.
I will have to say shuttlecock. What about no? I won't. The sport I always like to pretend I understand is cricket because no one else does anyway. And, because no one outside of Australia or England understands what cricket is about. And the best example of it is like the cricket World Cup, which just happened about a month ago.
There's a
and the final was
like a big scandal in the cricket world right now, and I will have to rewatch the episode of the Patriot Act to let you know what it was. But like some huge thing went down in India of all places about cricket, and
the cricket is rife with corruption.
Yeah, and
stuff,
like and the guy who was behind it is now living in exile because if he goes back to India, he'll be arrested. So he lives in
London
or Paris or something now.
They give a shit about their cricket in India. They give a shit about their cricket in India a lot.
Yeah,
but for the World Cup was happened about a month ago, and the final was between New Zealand and England, which is great. And England won on a technicality, even though New Zealand had too many runs, had more runs than them. And it's just like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I actually am utterly delighted by it because it's so absolutely inaccessible to anyone who doesn't understand it. And there was a Monster Factory where they played a cricket game. Play, you remember that?
And then they just broke it and turned it into baseball.
Yeah. And I was just watching it going, and they're trying to work out why the fuck they got out. I'm like, I know why they got out, and that says something about me as a person, that I understand cricket enough to know that Justin McElroy got LBW'd out. He didn't understand why. Anyway.
Oh, another one is funny. Curling. I love curling. Like, I love watching it. I have no idea.
I love the idea of curling because it's so absurd. Like,
what?
Let me brush this ice. Change the friction a little bit for you.
Who can sweep the ice the fastest? I love it in theory and in watching. I just don't understand how it goes. Is it like croquet? Are you trying to get your stone further than everyone else? Also, I made the mistake.
Yeah, I don't know what the end goal is. I honestly don't understand what the end goal is in
curling. Trying to get it into a very specific location.
There's like a very specific circle, and you're trying to get it into the circle.
Yeah, and so you get more points the closer you get to it, and the more you get. I don't know.
Like, I think
it's just like lawn balls.
Closer
then.
To the middle, you get.
Yeah, it's kind of like lawn balls.
Because like people get really excited when it goes into the middle, and then like it ekes just out the other side
stops.
Of the circle.
It stops.
I made
and you don't
the
know
mistake.
What's happened. And someone's gonna and a team wins, and it's all done.
Yep.
It's great.
I made the mistake of saying that because I grew up near Canada, I loved curling to my Scottish friend, who was very happy to correct me that curling is a Scottish invention. And don't I know that all regulation stones for curling come from a specific quarry in Scotland?
I did know that, actually.
So I stand corrected. Wow. I always like knowing my bullshit better.
Yeah, but I think you can still say you love it because you grew up by Canada, because Canada still loves it.
Yeah, and Canada has like, a huge Scottish population. I mean, they've got a whole province called Nova Scotia. And then there's that whole Scottish-French alliance thing.
I just spite-watched a bunch of Scottish TV because I had reblogged something talking about how David Tennant should be allowed to use a Scottish accent, and someone was like, Americans wouldn't be able to understand him. And I was like, bitch.
Spite-watched. He uses it, and he's in a movie with Elizabeth Moss, and I can't remember the name.
Oh, yeah, he uses it sometimes, and he uses it when he's in interviews.
When he played Benedict in Shakespeare.
Yeah. But no, so then I had to spite watch stuff just because I was like, shut up.
There's a couple of shows on Netflix actually that are Scottish, and they're very Glaswegian, and like,
oh, that's the hardest one to understand.
I can't understand it at all. And then there's a couple there's one segment that always happens in Doric. and like they even have subtitles up, and I'm like, I have no fucking clue what's going on. But apparently the joke is they'll just like, I'll catch random English words now and then, and apparently the joke is that like people who speak Doric just throw in English words all the time. So
good on them.
Anyway, I love it. Before I get angry letters from all seven cunts in Scotland. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
You're forgiven.
Okay.
We better move along and go home. I've got to go out and buy and be really nerdy today.
Like, my biggest nerd day today. Oh, baby, I found her keys, so I don't have to worry.
She realized.
Oh, she's standing outside the house. I thought she was just outside your door. No, my child is trying to get into my house, and I
almost 10 minutes ago I got text message from her saying she lost her keys. Left her keys at home, and could I come let her in? But she found them.
Oh, good.
Oh, what's the longest you ever had to wait for your mom to let you in the house?
Oh, I want to answer that one right now.
Yes,
good.
Please.
I've got a good answer.
Oh no, wait. We're gonna do that.
Well, you can send that answer to bibibicast@gmail.com, and we'll see if it's as good as Claire's.
Yeah. You can also go to bibibicast.tumblr.com, where we've got links to the Twitter and the Patreon and the Instagram and everything. So.
Basically everywhere we are.
Yeah, we're pretty much everywhere.
And don't forget about our new poetry haiku slam.
Yes. And we'll be stocking up on final candles. Don't forget to have a check on the Patreon. And if you want to come onto the Discord, check the Twitter. There are a couple of invites up there. I'll see if I can make the invites permanent so you can come in whenever you see it.
And rate us.
We might pin that. We could probably pin that tweet, couldn't we?
Yes.
Do you know how to pin tweets?
I don't know how to pin tweets. I don't think I can do it from the tweet deck. Maybe. I don't know. I'll figure it out. It'll be an adventure.
All this talk of Discord and Twitter is making me nervous for another technological disaster.
Yeah.
We'll be the first to go.
Yeah. I mean, at the very least, it usually happens in the middle of the night when I'm asleep. So I don't have to worry about it too much. It's either sorted or I can figure it out by the time I'm up.
Yeah. And luckily we've got, you know, not huge amounts of people worried about. Anyway, it's all cool. I have no idea what I was just about to say. I'm watching the clock. I'm pretty sure that everything's working. Good. Rate and review us on iTunes. That was what I was trying to remember. Rate and review us on iTunes, because apparently it helps. I haven't worked out how.
Algorithms. Yeah. That's my answer for everything
Something?
Internet related.
Maths?
Why? Because algorithms.
Maths.
Yes.
Because of algorithms. Yeah. And we will see you all next week. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Three, two, one, and... And that was done at 3 minutes and not 10 minutes this time, which is good.
Before the episode and not in the middle of it.